Joined now by the head coach of the Browns, Rob Chudzinski, getting ready for rookie minicamp tomorrow, Coach, and Saturday and Sunday. Give me a general sense of your expectations, what you want to get out of this.
Well, we get a chance to look at some guys that we had studied and had looked at it on tape. And a lot of times you don't, especially guys at smaller schools, you don't get a chance to see a lot of them. Sometimes maybe they didn't play a lot, maybe they were injured, maybe the film's not so good, or they weren't in a situation, in a scheme where they could show what they could do. So getting these guys here gives you a chance to really get a firsthand look at them. And you're looking for guys that have some potential for the future. You're looking for guys that potentially can help you, here, and especially on special teams at this level, and get a sense for where they're at and see them for the first time on the field.
You guys like Barkevious Mingo, Leon McFadden, players that you know quite well and studied thoroughly, as well as other draft picks, but particularly those two guys at the top end. How important is it, though, to see them in your environment in uniform, something you really haven't been able to do, obviously, since you drafted them?
Well, we're expecting them to look pretty good in the Browns uniform, but really for them, learning and getting a chance to be around the coaches and learn the system, really going back to how it was for the veteran guys when we first came in as a coaching staff, but giving these guys the opportunity, to start learning and understanding what we expect, how we practice, getting a feel for their coaches and getting to know them as well and what they can do and where we need to work and to improve them.
You've had players on the field during the voluntary minicamp, the veteran players participating in that. How different is it, though, when you've got rookies? And essentially, I know you're going to coach the same things, but is it a different coaching process with the rookies?
Well, definitely. These guys, a lot of times, aren't going to be used to the tempo that we practice at in an NFL setting, especially where there's no pads. In college, they may have not done that. A lot of these guys may have been in pads every day. And so some of that early on is teaching them, how to practice and the tempo that we want at practice. And that's usually the feedback you get from the younger guys is they're just not used to going that fast or having to go that fast or that hard. And obviously every level that you go up in competition, the speed and the size and those things are the big adjustments for guys. And that's what you usually hear from them.
I know you place the heaviest emphasis on teaching during these off-season workouts. But when it comes to, I guess, particularly the undrafted free agents, will these on-field sessions serve as some level of an evaluation for you and the staff?
They are, and there's an assessment standpoint and a learning and a teaching standpoint from both, and you want to see how guys pick things up and how they learn, and that's beneficial for them, the guys that are going to be here and going to end up being here to start learning that and going through that process. But also, we have a lot of guys, a number of guys who are here as tryouts, and we get a chance to look at them and see how they pick things up and see what they look like, run around and look at their athletic ability and what kind of players that you feel like they can be.
And a couple of guys, I guess, who would fall into the trial category just so that you have people throwing passes to receivers, Kyle Frazier from Monmouth and Ryan Applin from Arkansas State. They're going to be the two quarterbacks handling that. So you needed to have a couple of guys in here because obviously your veteran quarterbacks aren't going to be part of this.
That's right. And what we've tried to really do as much as you can is get a two deep where you have a couple guys for each position to look at. And we're not in all positions that way, but for the most part, we'll be able to do some things. We have numerous receivers and numerous defensive backs that are here and linebackers and tight ends so that we can go ahead and do a lot of things, especially the Skelly and the passing drill type things.
Rob Chudzinski, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Coach, it's notable that among those 18 undrafted free agents, you got five of them at wide receiver and four on the offensive line. Those are where the strongest numbers are. Just any particular thought there, just that you had that many guys, or is that just where the quality kind of shook out, or does it speak to where you wanted to address specific needs?
Well, you want to have the numbers for training camp and get, you know, get ready to have those numbers for training camp. And, you know, we have an idea at each position of how many guys we need for training camp to go through the, you know, the course of practicing and preseason games and those type of things. So we wanted to get those numbers close to, and they're not always exactly we're you know, the number that you target, but close to those target numbers for us. And those were the areas where we needed, you know, more people. But in terms of the offensive line, that's one area that you really, you know, we were pleased with. And obviously you don't you never know until you get out on the field. But with some of the guys that we're able to sign as undrafted free agents and that we're having coming in, you know, this weekend, I'm excited to see that group.
As best you can you walk us through the structure of these workouts? What are the, how will they differ by day, and give us the whole kind of 3-day operation, because that also includes meeting time with players?
Yeah, we'll have meetings with the players. Tomorrow we'll go out and walk through in the morning, and then have a practice later in the afternoon, and then have meetings as well at night. And we'll go through, just like we would with our veterans, a normal mini camp schedule. So we'll do that for 2 days, and then the third day we'll have a meetings and then practice in the morning.
And as you've already been through, again, the voluntary mini camp with your veteran players, is there some way, even though these guys aren't part of that and they're separate groups right now, but is there some way from those workouts to what you're doing now that you see a transitioning as a staff, that you can sort of plug in your mind certain things like, okay, we saw what these veterans do, here's what these rookies do, and will your mind sort of process that and how these will mesh together ultimately?
Well, you're always trying to do that with the players that you have and in the systems, and, you know, the flexibility that hopefully we have in our system to be able to adjust to the guys. But, you know, again, with the veterans particularly, really the only thing that we've had to go against each other was just that early mini camp, and we were putting things in, and it was so new at that particular time. Guys were learning on the fly. For the past 3 weeks, all you're allowed to do is work on air with guys. So it's very individual oriented. You're working on some of the techniques, fundamentals. Players do not go against each other at all in these phase two sessions. But it's a really good chance for them to learn and to teach and to really go back to some of the things that we had installed in minicamp and be able to really cover them in detail. So the OTAs will be important going forward. For us, now these guys have a lot better sense of what we want in the systems that we're running.
Is there a chance for somebody to just flat out surprise you? I mean, do you go out there with the idea of, hey, I hope somebody just jumps out of here that I didn't necessarily know that much about, because you obviously can't have every detail of every player. And do you look to kind of be wowed by somebody in this, but besides the obvious guys?
You know, you don't look to be wowed, but there's always guys who surprise you or show something that you didn't see or that you didn't expect. It always happens. And, you know, the thing that you have to guard against and be careful against is we're still not in pads. You know, we're in shorts and helmets. And, you know, I can't tell you how many times that guys look great in shorts and helmets and you put the pads on and they're completely different, or vice versa. Guys that aren't great in shorts, in helmets, and all of a sudden you put the pads on and they're a lot better. So, you know, those are the things you go through, and you just have to, you know, make sure that you have an open mind about them and you're guarded about, you know, opinions being too far one way or another.
Now, since that voluntary workout, veteran players have hung around here and have been involved with the weight room, the program, the conditioning program, and so forth, and some meetings. Give me a sense of your thoughts of the progress that you've just seen from that group, and how do you feel about the way things stand with the overall team up to this point?
I've been very pleased. It's been a very productive time these past 3 weeks. Like I said before, just from a learning standpoint and guys getting comfortable with what we're doing, understanding, you're seeing a lot of that out there in the individual work. The meetings have been great, and the work in the weight room and on the field, Brad Roll has done a great job, and these guys have really embraced what we're doing, and I'm excited about what I've seen.
And what's next, Coach? After Sunday wraps up, then we get into next week, you begin an OTA phase, correct? If you could just walk us through what's coming up.
So we start on Tuesday with our first OTA, and we'll have 3 that particular week, and then another 3 the next week, and then 4 the following week. That phase of it is basically we get a chance to work against each other. in some of the drill work. Again, you know, it's very specific in terms of how much time you can spend on the field and those type of things. But it'll give us a chance, you know, to go from doing things on air to now, you know, there's people on the other side of the ball, and you get a sense of how well we can put it together with some of the things from a schematic standpoint. It's still not, you know, the one-on-one competition that you get when you're in full pads in a training camp situation, but it's at least you get a chance to see guys a little bit against each other.
Coach, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
No problem, Vic.
Rob Chudzinski, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and we have got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.